would be clear to me if I were wiser than I am. Plain, but not unattractive, petite, with flawless pale skin and great dark eyes, she seems to be about 7 months pregnant. Any girl her age, in her condition, alone in the world as she is, ought to be anxious, but she is calm and confident, as if she believes that she lives a charmed life, which often seems to be the case. We are not linked romantically. After Stormy, there can be none of that for me. Although we do not speak of it, between us there is a kind of love, platonic but deep, strangely deep considering that we have known each other such a short while. I have no sister, although perhaps this is how I would feel if I were Anna Maria's brother. Magic Beach to Santa Barbara, our destination, is a 4-hour drive, straight shot down the coast. We have been on the road less than 2 hours when, 2 miles past the picturesque town of Moonlight Bay and Fort Wyvern, an army base that has been closed since the end of the Cold War, she says, "Do you feel it pulling at you, odd one?" My name is Odd Thomas, which I explained in previous volumes of this memoir, which I will no doubt explain again in future volumes, but which I will not explain here, in this detour from the main arc of my journey. Until